out of the water.
Adapted in 10 parts for BBC Radio 4.
What might your name be?
Beloved.
Beloved?
Her Pulitzer Prize-winning novel set in the troubled years following the American Civil War.
It's all right. It's all right.
Leave this place alone!
Beloved. Next Monday to Friday morning at 10:45 and again in the evening at 7:45.
Now, Brian Cox and Siobhan Redman star in the Victorian detective drama McCleavy by David Ashton. In episode 3, The Night Walker, the inspector is in uncharacteristically good spirits. But can they last?
Well, quiet as the grave.
Indeed it is.
I'm not all that fond of the night shift.
I am. Darkness is my day.
What was that for?
Just to see if anybody's alive.
Nothing.
Right enough.
Mind you, could do with a bit of peace.
Uh-huh.
How many cases of murder and mayhem would you say we've laid a finger on?
Oh, must be in the centuries.
Long road.
You getting tired?
Not me. Full of beans.
Likewise.
No, I was just thinking, that newspaper on the Ewart Buckler trial described you as grizzled.
Me?
The grizzled Inspector McCleavy.
I don't read the papers.
Leith Herald, black and white.
Anyway, that was all Jean Brash's doing. Nothing but a menace, that female.
And my Aunt Katie always says, no limit to the amount of trouble a handsome woman can haul over the threshold.
What was that?
In the wind over there. I suppose I go first.
You're bigger, and you read the papers.
It's black as pitch.
Suits me. By the wall. Use your wee lamp.
That's what I'm doing. Oh, well now, it's a girl, well enough dressed, white as a ghost.
Any marks?
No, not that I can make out.
Are you all right, lassie? Oh,
don't let him get me.
Eh?
Please don't. Save me.
All right.
Oh. Out like a candle.
My lodgings are nearby. Take her there.
I'll get her.
No! I can manage. Not much to her.
No, not much at all.
My landlady, Mrs. McPherson, made the girl a wee bed in the front room. She sleeps there now, with not another word. Mulholland's away him to his bees. Her eyes stared straight at me, like a child. Save me? From what? What is putting such terror in her mind? I'll find it. That's my job. I am James McCleavy, Inspector of Police. My parish is Leith in the city of Edinburgh. And how do I come upon myself this night? Itchy, scratchy. As if danger were on its way. I feel it. Out there. In the dark. Jean Brash, a handsome female, right enough, mistress of the Just Land, best body house in Edinburgh, and a woman I have known through many changes. Now she's running wild, and who knows what damage she may cause to herself. I've taken a step that may alleviate the situation. Yet why should I care about Jean? Or this girl? Or anyone else come to that? Am I not just a policeman? A functionary? A thing? A thief taker? Or is there more to me than meets the eye and perturbs the heart?
You see, I have always had a weakness for cherries. Oh.
I'm sure Madam is correct.
Well, not to eat exactly. The pips can be such a drawback. Mm. But just at the front of this bonnet, dancing attendants.
Would Madam care to try another mirror?
No, this one's fine. Mind you, can't be too careful. Mutton dressed as lamb.
Mutton?
Too young a fashion, would you say?
Madam's maturity is to be envied.
Is it? I'll come back some other time. I've shot myself near to death. Look at all these bags.
I can see them right enough.
Sorry to waste your time.
Oh, Madam is a regular customer.
And this the best milliner's in Princes Street. Oh. Now, if you could just find someone to help me carry the rest to the carriage.
I'm sorry, Madam, that cannot be allowed.
What?
I'm afraid a customer saw you put one of our products into that bag you hold.
That's ridiculous. Where is she?
Gone. Did not wish to be involved. But I'd like to look inside.
Oh, it might just be a mistake, Miss Wilson.
We don't want to call the police, do we?
Call them and be damned.
First, we'll see what's in the bag, please. Marie, open it, if you will.
Oh, go ahead, Marie. Pleasure's all mine.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry, madam.
Go ahead. I have nothing to hide.
Oh, dear. The latest model.
How the hell did that get there?
I'm sure the police will find a reason.
It's the latest model.
Well, McCleavy, what's this I hear of you playing the hero last night?
Hero?
Carrying a young woman in your arms, a knight in shining armour.
Not how I told it, sir.
Anything further to relate as regards this damsel in distress?
Still sleeping.
No name?
No papers.
Well, she'll wake up sometime.
Indeed. In the meantime, careful of wagging tongues, Inspector.
What?
A man of your age taking a young woman to his lodging.
She was unconscious.
I can vouch for that.
Nonetheless. Now, I had the honour last night, gentlemen, to visit our ailing chief constable.
Murray Craddock. How's his jaundice?
Departed, but still he suffers.
Such as how, sir?
A feeble disposition and yellowish tinge to the skin.
Like a monkey, then.
But he's stuck in his bed.
We shall have to do without his periodic visits to steady the ship.
Couldn't he happen to a nicer man? And see me, my gout dispersed, and here I stand, a picture of health.
What was it the paper called him, Mulholland? Gnarled?
Grizzled.
Ah. A picture of health.
Lieutenant Roach, may I trouble you?
Mistress Parday, of course. One of my wife's bridge partners.
She's at the round table.
Something dreadful has happened.
Can we assist in any way?
One of my lodgers did not come down for his cooked breakfast. I went up to the room and there he was.
Dead as a herring.
The way his body lies. Transfixed.
You claim he arrived late last night?
Aye. Off the London train, he said. I don't usually accept at that time, but I had a spare room.
You have a name?
Dominic Martin, in the register. One night, paid in advance.
Anything strike you about him, ma'am?
Well, he seems somewhat agitated.
Well, he's quiet enough now.
Mistress Pardee, perhaps you should leave this to us and we can talk later.
Yes, yes, of course. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Body rigid. Crucified. That face.
Pure terror. No obvious wounds to discern.
No suitcase. Coat still on. Looks like he just came in and then died in his clothes.
Heart attack. Young for that. Poison, maybe. Nothing on the breath. Better do his pockets.
As if he'd seen the devil. That face.
Right enough. Find anything?
Just odds and ends.
Most folks have some paper with a name of sorts.
The wee note here. Right now. Psalms 39:4. What would that be?
Psalms. Remind me that my days are numbered and that my life is fleeing away.
Oh, well, well. Jean Brash in all her glory.
Inspector Dunsmore, I thought you were at the Haymarket.
Moved me to Princes Street. A better class of thief.
Aye, I'm not a thief.
Oh, let us be more accurate then. shoplifter.
My lawyers will be here soon.
Oh, they can wait. As is common with accused criminals, I shall require your statement.
Ready when you are.
No hurry. Ah, well, it seems you've been caught in the act this time.
Does it?
Oh, most certainly. You lifted an expensive item, stuck it in your bag.
I did not.
How did it get there, then? Fly?
You mentioned a statement.
I'll get a witness in. I just wanted the pleasure of your company first.
You've had it.
This may take a long time. I'm not like your friend McCleavy. I do things by the book.
On you go.
When I stand up in court, I'll have you nailed. And when the judge hands out that prison term, the happiest day of my life.
No much of your life, then.
I've been after you a long time, Jean Brash.
I hardly noticed.
Oh, you will this time. My word upon it.
I have to wait for the police sergeant, then.
In the absence of an axe sticking out of the man's head, source of death as yet unknown.
Oh, that face will haunt me.
Uh-huh. But I'm thinking...
What?
Was there not, a while ago, a series of deaths in London, similar nature?
I thought you didn't read the papers.
A police journal.
Hold on, you're right. A while ago, the body's rigid.
Case is unsolved.
I better check that out.
You do it. Check also if Dominic Martin rings a criminal bell with our London colleagues.
What about you?
Other plans.
Inspector Dunsmore, what brings you to our little station?
Lieutenant Roach, good day.
Good day.
I was hoping to catch McCleavy.
Out on a case.
I have a wee bit of information for him.
I'll pass it on.
If you might say that... Jean Brash has been caught in the act of shoplifting.
Has she indeed?
May have to release her for now, these damned lawyers, you know.
The rule of law can be a nuisance.
But I have all the relevant statements and she'll be up on trial. Penitentiary bound.
If found guilty.
Oh, I'll make sure of that, Lieutenant.
I'll pass the message on.
Thank you, sir. I'm only sorry that I couldn't inform McCleavy... to his face.
How are you feeling?
The lady made me some broth.
Mrs. McPherson. Kindly so.
Yes. Kindly.
What is your name, lassie?
Charlotte. I think.
And the other?
I can't remember. Is it important?
Usually. For instance, I am James McCleavy.
Hello.
Hello.
Where am I?
Leith.
Where's that?
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh? That's a city.
How did you get here?
I don't know. My head hurts.
You remember anything at all?
Only your face. And a name. Charlotte.
You have an English accent.
And you... you have eyes like a wolf.
You asked me to save you. Don't let him get me, you said.
Yes. Don't let him.
Who?
The evil one.
All right. We can talk again.
Yes.
I need to get back to work.
Work?
I am a policeman.
Yes. I need to sleep now.
Close your eyes, then.
Do you live here?
At the top. The attic room.
Oh, that's good. You're nearby. James McCleavy.
She fell back asleep. Her hair spread on the pillow, flaxen in colour. My landlady had gifted her a nightdress, buttoned to the neck, old-fashioned. Looked like something out of a fairy tale. As I walked the street, I felt profoundly split. Innocent enough, troubled, at her wit's end. But looks can deceive. What if it were all an act to deflect my questions? Yet she provoked a strange emotion. I wish to protect
the child. And the way she said my name.
James McCleavy, where are you going?
About my lawful business.
You know where I've been?
Enlighten me.
In a police station.
Not Leith. We have standards.
With Adam Dunsmore?
He's been put to Princess Street. Ah, the idiots end up there.
I've been accused of shoplifting.
Accused?
A stolen item found in my bags.
Have you gone back to the bad old days, Jean?
What?
Did you recently not arrange for a safe to be robbed in the Ewart Buckler affair?
Didn't he stop you using the evidence? And anyway, he was a ruthless swine who deserves to rot in jail.
But you broke the law.
Prove it.
That's not the attitude.
Oh, go to hell. Drive on, Angus.
You need to mend your ways.
Sent word to London, sir, but meantime I dug up the old police journals. Your memory was correct.
My memory's incorrect.
Three deaths in London more than a year ago. Description matches our man, splayed out in agony.
So?
Cause of death unknown.
Anything else?
There's rumours of some devil worship that connected the three, but again, nothing found.
The devil, eh?
Ah, he gets blamed for everything.
Ah, McCleavy. I have news for you, courtesy of Adam Dunsmore.
About Jean Brash?
Yes. Well, what do you think?
The lieutenant told me, sir.
You think she did it?
I don't honestly know.
If she comes up before Judge Craddock, that might be a nasty surprise.
Murray Craddock's brother.
Uh-huh, no less. And Jean made a laughingstock out of our chief constable not long ago.
If she's guilty, she can suffer due consequence.
Oh, spoken like a true policeman. I take it no further advance with the dead man.
I already informed the lieutenant about the police journals.
Abadie's telling Abadie everything these days.
Answer the question, please.
The police surgeon has had the body taken to the university rooms for a more detailed examination, lieutenant. Mm-hmm. But so far, nothing.
We wait to hear from London if Dominic Martin has a criminal record.
Oh, what about the girl you found? Any name, identification?
She is presently incoherent.
That would seem to sum up the situation in a nutshell. I'm off to my office. Keep me up to date with your lack of success.
One thing strikes me. That girl has a London accent, would you say?
Possible.
Showed up same time as Dominic Martin. No papers to either.
That had occurred to me.
Have you asked her such?
No.
That's not like you.
I'm biding my time.
Oh, I can't keep my mind on this. Who is it?
It's me, Mistress. Tini.
I am doing the accounts.
Yeah, I can tell that.
For God's sake, come in.
Here I am.
What do you want, Tini?
There's somebody at the back door, Mistress.
At this hour?
Somebody.
Who is it then?
You better go and see, I think.
Oh, get out my way, Tini. I have better things to do, you know.
Aye, right enough.
Just as well we're quiet.
I like it busy.
Whoever's out there, can you make yourself known? I am low on patience.
That was I, your shortcoming.
What? Who's that?
Well, I used to bring you your damn coffee.
Hannah? Hannah Simple?
None other. How are you, mistress?
Hannah. What are you doing here?
Have you obeyed for the night? My feet are killing me.
Events are moving beyond me, running wild like a pack of hyenas. The girl Charlotte sleeps below like one of the dead. I kicked in, whispered her name. She didn't stir a muscle. She conceals a secret, and I hope not one that causes me to become policeman rather than protector. No one has ever trusted me. She does. Charlotte, it would seem, trust me. But who is on her trail? Dominic Martin. the abject terror on his face. Did he indeed see Lucifer, Old Nick, Old Horny? Has the devil come to Edinburgh toon? Some folk think him to be a myth, but I have smelt his stench, walked his footprints, seen his tail flick round a corner.
This kitchen's a mess, mistress.
No, too bad.
Who looks after it now?
Teeny Baxter.
Our young.
You sleep well?
Like the dead.
When did you arrive?
Train from Bristol. Late.
We didn't get much chance to talk last night.
Enough to know you're not in clover.
Shoplifting, eh?
A criminal class well below you.
Glad to hear it. I woke up early and I have been thinking.
Uh-huh.
I am worried, Hannah.
Concerning what?
You left here under a murder charge.
A man near killing you. I took his life and then made a run for it.
And I am grateful, but the charge still holds.
Not anymore. One witness, Maisie Ferguson, left the city, whereabouts unknown. They have nothing now.
How can you be sure?
Guaranteed.
Oh, is there something you're not telling me?
Your guide you lose in your old age.
Just a question.
I don't feel very welcome.
I'll lay on a brass band next time.
I like the fiddle better.
Oh.
Don't worry about me, mistress. From what you say, you have enough in your plate.
Why did you come back, Hannah?
Your letters.
I wrote every week.
And I did likewise.
So?
Recent, I felt you could use some ballast.
And that's you, is it?
That's me. Keeper of the keys of the Just Land. Now hand them over, if you please.
Be my guest.
You sent for me, Lieutenant?
I left word for both you and McCleavy.
The inspector's not here yet.
Well, where is he?
Somewhere else, sir.
Right. This gentleman here is the Reverend Samuel Gideon, all the way from London.
Fair step.
Indeed it is, sir.
This is Constable Mulholland, one of my best men at times. Perhaps you might explain your quest once more, Mr. Gideon.
It would be my pleasure. I am, good sir, in effect, a seeker after truth.
Nothing wrong with that.
Mr. Gideon is an ordained minister and has the papers to prove it, Constable.
My parish is Ealing, St. Mary's Church, and I seek a lost lamb.
Lamb?
One of my flock, strayed.
Run from a respectable family.
I have their letter of permission.
To retrieve the lamb?
Yes. She may have left with a man of doubtful reputation.
The name will interest you, Constable.
Dominic Martin.
Rings a bell, right enough.
Mr. Gideon read about the man's death in the papers and came at once to Leith.
I believe he may have been a student in Edinburgh. Medicine. Failed, I suspect.
And the girl?
Young, headstrong, the apple of her father's eye. I pray she has not fallen to ground.
Her name?
Charlotte. Charlotte Thomas.
This ladder is no safe.
Which needs pruning.
I could use my razor.
The shears will be fine. Just watch your head when the foliage falls.
Foliage? You'll get a fine groan.
Just watch your head.
If I move away, the ladder shuggles.
Up in the air, eh, Jean?
My God, see where the cat brought in.
Hannah Semple.
That's me, right enough.
You've lost a witness for her case, McCleavy.
I'm aware of that. Or I'd arrest the woman where she stands.
So I'm hunky-dory, then?
For the moment. I came to warn you, Jean.
I am all ears.
If you come up for trial, there's a good chance the judge in session will be Lachlan Craddock.
He's a swine.
Brother of Murray, my chief constable. A man you made look a fool not long ago.
Nature beat me to it.
The judge will come down heavy.
You seem guy sure she's guilty.
Not my concern. Adam Dunsmore. His case.
Hold the ladder, Hannah. I'm on my way. Just for your benefit, Inspector, I am innocent of this crime.
How did the hat get in your bag, then?
I don't know.
Old habits die hard.
Thanks for the warning. Good day.
Good day. Don't say you haven't been told.
Some things never change, eh?
So it would seem.
But here's a point. How did it get there?
Seemingly. Some customer woman saw me put the thing in my bag, but she left the shop. No one knows her name, and she's disappeared.
You think this woman planted it?
Somebody did.
We can't let it rest there.
Dunsmore's already on my back. If he gets a sniff, I'm interfering with justice.
I've stopped you before.
I'll talk to the lawyers.
Lawyers? They're worse than the police.
Charlotte Thomas, eh?
Her father is beside himself. Poor man.
Mr. Gideon supplied a description.
Fair hair, slight frame, blue eyes, very large blue eyes.
Mulholland here thought it resembled the girl you found.
Could be.
Just a resemblance, mind you.
There is, of course, a way to resolve all uncertainty.
Exactly. Bring her in, McCleavy.
She may not be the one you seek, first things first. I would suggest you identify the body of Dominic Martin.
Well, that would be a start, right enough.
It's at the University Medical Room, sir. I could take you there, Mr. Gideon.
And in the meantime, McCleavy, you will bring this girl in.
One thing, if I may, Inspector.
Uh-huh.
Charlotte is considered by many to be somewhat unstable. Best make no mention of my name until I can talk to her.
By all means. On your way, Mulholland.
If you will, Mr. Gideon.
At your disposition, Constable. Charlotte must be found, gentlemen. Godspeed you, sir.
Right enough.
Is there some reticence here, McCleavy?
Anyone can stick a collar on.
The man's papers are in order, and to my mind, he appears a decent, honest soul. Now, for once in your life, McCleavy, do what you're told.
Can I assist, madam?
I hope so, girlie. But is it safe to shop here?
Why would it not be?
I heard you had a wee fracas not long past.
Oh, yes, the shoplifting. Dreadful. Regular client as well.
What a shame.
Mind you, the woman has a certain reputation. Jean Brash.
Brash?
Mm, she keeps a body house.
Red-handed?
Beg pardon?
Did you apprehend her in the act?
Oh, no. In fact, another customer observed her.
Was she a regular?
Not at all. I had never seen the lady before and have not since.
What did she look like?
I've already told the police.
Then it's common knowledge, eh?
Well, she was small of stature, brown hair and plain features.
What about her hat?
Hat.
You would surely notice the hat.
Oh, yes. It was nothing special. Brown.
A brown hat with brown hair. Could the accused woman not offer compensation, maybe?
Prosecution. That's our policy.
Ah, well, you're a brave woman.
Beg pardon?
Jean Brash's friends know all that wheel manart. That votes your state.
In what way?
I'd make sure I was currying up to the truth. A sad occasion if they thought the opposite.
Gideon. How did he find me?
He wants to take you home.
No, I can't go back.
Why not?
I ran away.
With Dominic Martin?
He said he would protect me.
From what?
Evil.
What kind of evil?
I can't remember. It hurts.
What happened with Martin?
He attacked me. Like a madman, he was supposed to protect. I ran for my life.
And I found you?
Yes.
Dominic Martin is dead. His face like a gargoyle.
Poor man. He told me. He had come upon a note in his pocket. A death warrant.
I've read that note. My days are numbered. My life is fleeing away.
He said there was a poison. Snake venom. It did not leave trace. Madness and death.
That might explain why he attacked you.
Yes. Madness. And the same will happen to me. To all who disobey.
Disobey what?
I don't know. Oh, I can't remember. If I go back, one way or another, I shall die, James McCleavy.
I need to know more.
I cannot go back. Please, help me.
You're asking a great deal, Charlotte Thomas.
Are you ready, Mr. Gideon?
I have seen death before, sir.
Well?
I have no doubt. Dominic Martin.
You are certain? A twisted face.
God in his mercy help him.
Are you all right?
A tickle in the throat. How did his soul expire?
Everything points to some kind of toxic kill, but nothing found. Not a smidgen.
A mystery, indeed.
One thing, on the arm here, they found two little punctures, like a snake bite.
Genesis 49:17. An adder in the path that biteth the horse heels, so that his rider falls backward.
I've given the cabby an address in Portobello, a boarding house. You'll be safe there.
A boarding house?
The woman who runs it owes me a favour. Saved her son from the hangman's noose. Tell her James McCleavy sends his regards.
Thank you for this.
We both need time. I to think, you to remember.
Why do you want to help me?
Damn do I know.
A guardian angel, perhaps?
Never been mistaken for such. Best be on your way.
How long must I wait?
I'll be in touch. On your way, driver.
Good luck.
Don't look back now. I might turn into a pillar of salt.
Dunsmore, what do you want here?
Winifred Wilson.
What?
The shopwoman who accused you of theft, attacked this day.
How?
In the street, assaulted, shoved to the ground by an unknown assailant.
Well, I am sad to hear it.
Obviously you are behind this act, to threaten the poor soul.
You'd have to prove such.
I'll do just that. Some old woman accosted her in the very shop and warned of oncoming violence.
Old woman?
You heard. Come on, men.
Hold on. Do you have a search warrant?
A body who has no rights.
I have every right. You step across that threshold and my lawyers will haul you up for unauthorised entry.
An empty bluff.
Try me.
Get out of the way.
Do you have a warrant?
Not yet.
Then I bid you good night.
We'll be back, Jean Brash.
Not with a warrant, because you don't have a legal leg to stand on.
That tilt on me.
Did you go to that shop?
I did.
When I told you to leave things be?
You didn't say exactly.
Exactly?
Mistress, I didn't trust that shoppy female. And I don't think that customer woman exists. Just a figment.
What makes you think that?
Wilson, her speech. I smelt a lie.
Did you attack her in the street?
No fears.
I'm not sure I believe you, Hannah.
Well, that's a pity. To come so far and to be so misdoubted.
Gone?
Before I even got there.
Gone where?
Who knows? My landlady came down and the bed was empty.
Did she look underneath?
I'm sorry, Mr. Gideon.
No matter. I pray she will be found.
We shall obviously alert the men in patrol, and you, McCleavy, can get out there for a start, since your negligence is to blame.
I'm sure the inspector meant well.
I did what I thought was right.
Precisely. A man can do no more.
Well, where to begin, Mulholland?
As the man said, a big city.
We could start down at the harbour.
Or you could try telling the truth.
Eh?
I know you too well by now.
What are you implying?
What have you got to tell me?
Nothing. Nothing to tell.
Then I'm off home to the hive. You can put your trust in honeybees.
You're on duty.
End them a shift.
We can work overtime.
You'll be better off on your own, sir. A self-made man. No company necessary.
The mistress won't be like this.
Then don't tell her, Angus.
But I'm her coachman.
She's having a bath. That can take forever. Wait. God is good. There's my man. McCleavy!
What?
Get in the carriage, quick.
Oh, for God's sake.
On your way, Angus.
Aye, get.
Oh. It's not good to be seen together, Hannah.
Right enough, it worries my reputation. Now, listen hard, I don't have much time.
Neither do I.
Sitting by the harbour, looking at the sea.
I was thinking.
Winifred Wilson, name me nothing.
Not at all.
The woman for the shop that accused the mistress. I spoke with her, McLeaver, and I don't trust the bees of an inch.
So?
Get such through your thick skull, man. Jean could go down for this.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Prove her innocent. That's your job.
It's not my case.
You'd leave it to Dunsmore?
All right, enough. The man's a half-wit. All right. If the skullduggery and Jean's in the frame, and I'm saying if, then someone is behind it all.
My mistress has a deal of enemies.
This would be recent, maybe. Wilson, eh? How old is she?
Middle years.
Anything else?
The woman was shoved over in the street, but it wasn't me.
All right. I'll do what I can.
Winifred Wilson. Neither name nor description rang a bell. I followed the woman when the shop closed. She had lodging in Salamander Street, so I hunkered down and waited. Little better to do, and it gave me more time to think. I was going against my very profession by concealing Charlotte. Lying to my lieutenant, excluding Mulholland, denying Gideon, and for what? A wish to protect what I took to be an innocent girl? What was this evil she feared so much, but could not divulge? Unprofitable thoughts massively broken when the street door opened and out Winifred trotted, a respectable form in the dark of the night, down to the harbour, to the Rusty Nail Tavern, a low dive. A man emerged. They spoke. I knew his face. A young Keeley, Bobby Wilson. He had once been in the pay of a certain powerful personage. And the whole thing fell into place. They talked. She seemed upset. He raised his voice. She lowered her head. He swaggered back inside. And Winifred retraced her steps. But there was someone. Something in her path.
Who is that?
No need to fear, Mistress Wilson. I'm James McCleavy, the thief taker.
How do you know my name?
I've been on your trail.
Oh?
A mother's love for an errant son. Where might it not lead?
I beg your pardon?
Let me escort you back, and as we walk, so may we converse.
About what?
Illicit transference from hand to back.
I'm sure I don't know
I'm
what
I'm sure you do. And the more truth you tell, the better it will be. And the more I can put a wee word in with the judge.
Oh. Mr. McLeavy, I never wanted to be part of all of this.
I'm sure you did not, Winifred. Now, do me the honour of taking my hand.
I could not refuse him.
Of course not. Mother's love, who can resist its power?
Here. I dare say you've earned it.
Thank you, Hannah. Will you pour, Jean?
I suppose so. How many lumps?
Four. I've cut down.
You look gay, Robert.
It took me all night to catch up with Bobby Wilson and squeeze the truth out of him.
How did you do that?
He's a bully. The crack easy.
So Bobby forced his mother to put me in the frame?
Oh.
What about the attack in the street?
She got feared after your visit, Hannah. They argued and he shoved her over.
What a treasure.
Uh-huh. And as soon as I saw his ugly mug outside the Rusty Nail, I knew who had to be behind it all. Ewart Buckler.
I might have known.
Wilson used to run errands for Buckler, small fry. You were the cause of Buckler in the Perth Penitentiary, and Buckler planned for you to suffer the same fate.
I suppose I have to thank you.
The coffee is sufficient. Better be on my way.
Where's Mulholland?
We're not very pally at the moment.
I wonder he puts up with you at all.
The same thing may well be occurring to the constable. Good day to you.
Good day. James McCleavy.
You weren't all that grateful.
I put the lumps in his coffee. What more can a man ask for?
Inspector, our paths cross.
Oh, so it would seem.
I've been wandering the streets, hoping, but in vain. And you?
Hunted high and low, not a sniff. But we did get an answer from London on Dominic Martin.
To what effect?
No criminal record, but rumoured to be member of a sect. Devil worship.
I see. Well, if so, I pray that Charlotte also has not been corrupted.
Who knows?
Did she confide much in you?
Very little. Mostly she slept and her memory was scattered.
I worry for her safety. The whole day has passed and we've found nothing.
True enough.
Yet you do not seem worried.
I'm a policeman.
I will be blunt, sir. Are you sure you do not know more than you reveal?
Why would I do that?
If Charlotte is involved with Satan, evil can take many forms.
I know the devil well.
I'm sure you do. Good night, sir.
Good night.
It would be so sad to die in such a cold city.
Well, that's the last client on his way back to the happy home.
Right enough.
I thought you'd gone to bed.
Stayed up. Something to tell you, mistress. I don't like hoarding secrets.
Spit it out then.
The reason I came back was McCleavy.
What?
He wrote to me. Told me the witness had gone. He'd make sure I wasn't prosecuted.
And you believed him?
Gave his word.
How did he know where you were biding?
He knows every damn thing.
Why did he want you back?
He was worried about you, mistress. Thought you were going off the rails. You needed a steadying hand.
And you are the solution?
According to him.
What a damn cheek.
You could look at it another way.
Such as?
That he cares for you.
I can look after myself.
Aye. Well, I'm back anyhow.
And I'm glad to have you. The only thing McCleavy cares about is the law.
I wouldn't be too sure about that.
Deary me, what is the truth of this? Out on a limb for a girl I hardly know, who may be deeply involved with evil? And yet I must hold to my decision, even if the damn thing might be fell mistaken. Is that what they cry, a leap of faith? Mulholland's no talking to me. And the police are traipsing round the streets looking for a fugitive that I have personally stashed in Portobello. And I dare say if I rampaged up and down the country, I could find the missing witness, Maisie Ferguson, and then prosecute Hannah Semple. But I won't do it. Have I become a law unto myself? And there I am, up all night, to prove Jean's innocence. And what do I get in return? One cup of reasonable coffee and four lumps of sugar. No point in good deeds if that's the miserable thanks you get. And now it seems, one way or another, I may have the devil to contend. Old Nick, Old Horny, the Earl of Darkness. I am James McCleavy, Inspector of Police, and it seems only a matter of time before all hell breaks loose.
In McCleavy by David Ashton, McCleavy was played by Brian Cox. Jean Brash by Siobhan Redmond. Mulholland, Michael Percival Maxwell. Roach, David Ashton. Hannah, Colette O'Neill. Reverend Samuel Gideon, Nicholas Tizard. Charlotte, Lizzie Watts. Dunsmore, Forbes Masson, and Miss Wilson and Mrs. Purdy by Tracy Wiles. Other parts were played by the cast. McCleavy was a BBC Scotland production, directed by Bruce Young.
And the inspector's decision to hide Charlotte from the authorities leads him deeper into trouble in next week's final episode of MacLeavy.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. The emergency services have been told to prepare for more possible flooding in the north of England, which is due to be hit by more bad weather this evening and tomorrow. Storm Frank is expected to bring gales and up to 4 inches of rain in southwest Scotland and parts of Cumbria. The floods minister, Rory Stewart, says he's concerned about what he called a very bad situation. The manager of a care home in Essex has told the BBC that a man arrested on suspicion of shooting dead an elderly woman is the woman's husband. She's described how she persuaded an armed man to hand over his weapon after the shooting in Walton-on-the-Naze yesterday. The Iraqi Prime Minister, Haider al-Abadi, has been visiting the central city of Ramadi, a day after it was recaptured from Islamic State fighters. Military teams are continuing their efforts to clear bombs from the streets and buildings. Reports say the city appears calm, but there are said to be sporadic clashes in outlying parts, as well as suicide bombings in the northeast. Polish prosecutors say two 17-year-old boys from Britain will face trial on charges of stealing artefacts from the Nazi death camp at Auschwitz during a school trip. If they're found guilty of stealing items of special cultural importance, they could face 10 years in prison. From Warsaw, Adam Easton reports.
The boys visited Auschwitz in June as part of a trip organised by the independent Perth School in Cambridge. They were seen picking up items from the ground, and when police searched the pair, they found buttons, a rusted hair clipper, and fragments of a spoon and glass. At the time, the school apologised on behalf of the pupils for any offence caused, and the pair were released after accepting a fine and suspended probation. Prosecutors say the teenagers subsequently withdrew their admission of guilt, and the matter will now be decided in court.
A Turkish football referee who was sacked for being gay has won his case against the country's football federation. A court in Istanbul ordered the federation to pay £5,000 in compensation. BBC News.
Now on BBC Radio 4, it's our culinary panel programme, The Kitchen Cabinet, where festive leftovers are taking centre stage. Here's your host, Jay Rayner.
Hello and welcome to The Kitchen Cabinet. We're here to sift through the devastation of your Christmas home, finding answers to your cooking and eating questions under the wrapping paper, as well as the odd fetid plate of pudding-like matter, no doubt, and keeping the revelry going for as long as your pancreas can stand it. Today we're in the slightly echoey great room of Audley End, a grand stately home in Essex, and with me, your panel ready with answers to your feasting questions are... He's American, he's a master chef, let's face it, he brings a bit of New World glamour to an English country pile, it's Tim Anderson... Not quite to the manner born, but a master of fine dining whose food graces the highest of tables, it's Sophie Wright. A champion of culinary DIY, fire and knives in the kitchen, with a repartee and drinking capacity of a lord, it's Tim Haywood. And our resident food historian who has interpreted the food story here at Audley End for so long, she sometimes forgets she doesn't actually live here. She's even been known to shoo visitors out of her kitchen. It's Dr. Annie Gray. Ladies and gentlemen, your panel.